It's different when you have, you know, these guys that come in that you've never really seen before, and so a little bit of tape playing in Finland, but it doesn't really do justice to get them, you know, under our roof. And but he's gotten better as he's gone on, and you know, playing in different size ice rinks and kind of a, you know, in different leagues, it's different, and it's so. You just got to let these kids get used to it. Whether you're coming from junior or come from Europe, and you got to get accustomed to the style of play and how things go down here. And I think he's improved with every practice, every game, and I think he got rewarded tonight for some of the hard work of, you know, the past week and a half.
He said that he's worked a lot on his habits and trying to be a complete player, playing PK, power play, wants to go with Kelsey. What have you seen from him in that regard? Obviously, he's a little bit of an older guy.
Well, yeah, and so I think that bodes well for him. And, yeah, naturally everybody's looking for prospects, and the draft kind of gives you that. But a lot of those guys are gone early in the draft, and you know, where we've drafted in the last how many years, it hasn't been too high. So you're looking for these diamonds in the rough and guys can help you, and sometimes those guys are older. And you're hoping that Morel is one of these guys, whether he is with us or is in the minors. He's a prospect. He's just an older prospect. But has he hit the prime of his career? Not even close. And so I still think his trajectory is pointing up, and you know, he's a long way from the ceiling.
What did you think of Tompkins? Obviously, he had a really good game the last time out. Faced a lot of shots.
Well, he faced a lot of shots in the last 5 minutes. I think, I don't know what they have, 22 shots, you know, going into the third period. And when you had the goalie, we had the goalie pulled for so long, or they had the goalie pulled for so long, he stood, excuse me, he stood in there well. I thought he was like, he just has a really quiet game. Lets pucks hit him and puts him in the right places, and I thought he did another heck of a job. Even, you know, he let in four, but I can't sit here and say, oh my God, I want that one back. He let in four, and a lot of goalies in the league would have let those same four. And so, again, that's back-to-back starts for him where I think he's played well, and both times he won the game. And that's, you know, again, he's somebody, you know, much like Morella, a little older, somebody we're getting to look at, and he's done really well.
As you kind of go into like the next kind of tier, I guess, of training camp here, with the game in Orlando, the final three games, what is kind of the emphasis now in terms of, yeah, as you kind of go into the stretch run of the preseason and of camp?
Well, it's, I think I said this before, the first half of camp is more about the young guys, and the last half of camp is about your team. And so now this last week or so, we have to gel as a team, and we as coaches have to find what's going to work. And now that was five of the guys tonight played their first exhibition game. So we have three left, and you know, whether they get two or three, this is when they got to get themselves, you know, back into, you know, the game timing. And I thought, all the guys that didn't play, I thought they did really well. They just, it's now finding half our team, you know, may have played tonight and half our team played the night before. Now it's putting that group, those groups together and finding chemistry. So come October 10th, we're ready to go.
Going into that last week, how do you feel overall just about where the group is at right now?
I'm really happy with what's gone on. Other than the news of, you know, Vasilevsky, but that, you know, we've got to move on from that and get this team ready, and it's been so far so good.
Thanks.